some inflation numbers. And the man to tell us all about that and more, John Taylor, is on the line from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Let's go to John. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Of course, in the land of no inflation, according to Ben Bernanke, we get inflation numbers this morning from the government. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index number, up 0.3% versus last month. Year over year, up 2.7%. If you go to that core rate, which is almost laughable, which is what you get if you strip out food and energy, is only at 0.2. Year over year, it's up 2.3. Of course, the index that I keep up with, at least mentally, is the Velveeta / Rotel / Tostitos index, and it's up more than that year over year. But anyway, a lot of earnings out this morning, some from Arkansas companies. J.B. Hunt reporting the highest quarterly earnings that they've ever recorded, $67.7 million. It's up 35% over the same period of last year. And they have four segments, one of those segments being intermodal. And, of course, intermodal is something we're concerned about around here. I mean, we have, you know, RITA, the Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority, which is trying to get a port built here. So intermodal, J.B. Hunt up 16% in terms of loads and 20% in terms of revenue. J.B. Hunt just having a stellar quarter. Another Arkansas company, Bank of the Ozarks, reporting another very strong quarter, making $18 million in the first quarter, up 23%. And this is in spite of the fact that this quarter did not have any FDIC-assisted purchases. When you look at the same quarter of last year, they did. They had a $1 million gain in that quarter from an FDIC-assisted acquisition of a bank in Brunswick, Georgia. The significant numbers, 23% up over the same quarter of last year. So very, very good numbers, those two Arkansas companies. Two of the mega banks reporting this morning, J.P. Morgan Chase, reporting that they made $5.4 billion in the quarter. That was better than expected, 15 cents a share better than last year, a few cents a share better than what Wall Street was expecting. They say that applications for mortgage loans grew 33% the first quarter of 2012 versus the first quarter of 2011. However, they did set aside about $2.1 million related to litigation costs. The other major bank reporting this morning, Wells Fargo, they also beat Wall Street's expectations in terms of profit and revenue both. They made 75 cents a share versus 67 cents a share last year. But they have set aside $2.4 billion for net charge-offs and $2 billion for credit losses. Those numbers just make your head hurt trying to get yourself around them. And how about this? We talked about our economy. We know it's growing, but it's growing slowly, somewhere between 2.5% and 3% our annualized growth rate of GDP, gross domestic product. China reporting very bad numbers. Their growth rate is down to 8.1%. If you can believe that, that's down from 8.9% in the previous quarter. But it had cranked along at double digits for several decades. The Chinese government says they're projecting their GDP growth rate to be about 7.5% for 2012. My goodness, doesn't that sound like a good number? And lastly, some strange happenings at Google. Google reports earnings last night after the market closes. Revenue up 24%, first quarter profit up 60%. Of course, one of the things that's driving that is that their operating system that they license to run Android phones, which is really getting more market share than Apple's phones are, they say they're going to split. They have a stock split, but it's an unusual split. If you own shares of stock, you're going to have a two-for-one split, but one of those shares will be voting and one will be non-voting. Now, Google is trying to free up some stock to reward employees and others without losing control. Voting control of that company is still concentrated in primarily the two founders, Larry Page and Sigrid Brin. So, interesting thing at Google.
All right, John, and I should have checked before we went on the air. You've got a column this week.
Nope, I was on vacation so last week, so nothing, but I'll be back boring everybody this coming a week from Sunday.
I am the Times Record. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Take care.
That's John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. His column usually in the Times Record, but he took some time off and won't have one this Sunday, but look for it next Sunday. Very informative, a little longer form, and give you a lot of ideas. That's in the Sunday edition of the Times Record here in Fort Smith. You can reach John by just going by and visit him at 820 South 21st Street, or you could call him at 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.